It ripped me to the ground, shook me around.
A vicious attack.
It gripped my leg. It took my shoe off.
They may be turning a blind eye.
And you didn't see it. No one's seen it.
No, he saw it. And he saw it.
But someone's got to own up.
For clarification, Your Honor, the dog is not my, it's not my dog at all.
You have to stop blaming people and start blaming the dog.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 13-year-old David Glick and his mother, Sandy, are suing neighbors Gloria and Mario Holguin for medical bills and pain and suffering after David was attacked by their dog.
Order. All rise.
Case number 518 on the calendar, the matter of Glick versus Holguin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mrs. Glick, this is your son. Your complaint is that the defendant's dog bit and seriously injured him.
Yes.
You want to be compensated not only for the medical bills, but since he was incapacitated for a period of time for pain and suffering as a result of the dog bite. The Holguins seem to indicate in their answer that while they acknowledge that their dog bit your son, that it was your son's fault. When was your son bitten?
October 14th, around 5 p.m.
Were you there?
I was home.
Did you see the incident?
I did not.
Only you were there?
Yes.
What I gather is that you are neighbors, and in between your two homes, there is a vacant lot.
Yes.
And it is a fenced lot. So there's fencing that separates your home from the vacant lot?
Yes.
And is there also fencing that separates your home from the vacant lot? Okay. Now, tell me your first name.
David Glick.
David, there are times that you and your friends play ball in that vacant lot?
Yes.
Who does the lot belong to?
I'm not sure.
Do you know?
I don't know him. I've met him. I do not know him.
But it's not you. You don't own the vacant lot. On October 14th, were you playing ball in the vacant lot?
In my yard, yes. Hitting balls to the vacant lot, yes, but not to their fence.
Explain that. So you were playing ball in your yard and hitting them over into the vacant lot?
Yeah.
Now, if a ball goes very far, does it go into the defendant's yard?
It does not go into the yard.
Do you know their dog?
Yes.
And what kind of dog is it?
It looks like a white and tan pit bull.
So far, is that correct?
Yes, except for he's not a pit bull.
What is he?
He's American Bull Mutt.
The other inaccuracy is that the balls do come in the yard.
I assume that occasionally they do. I assume that occasionally they do. Okay. So tell me what happened on the 14th of October.
Me and my dad were building a batting cage in my backyard with his friend Jesse. And me and my friends, Howie and Jacob, were hitting balls to the vacant lot. I went over there to get the balls, and there was no dog whatsoever out there. And when I went to get the last ball, it was about 15 or 10 feet away from their yard. And all of a sudden, Pooch came running straight to the fence and came under and attacked me, taking me to the ground.
Now, when you say it came under the fence, did you see from where it came under the
fence? Yes, it was at the back of the fence, at like the corner almost.
Tell me about the attack.
It ripped me to the ground, shook me around. It attacked me three times. The first time, it gripped my leg and made a scar that. And the second time, it took my shoe off. And the third time, my dad finally came over the fence and waved his arms, and the dog went back under the fence.
You saw the dog go back under the fence?
Yes.
Were you there, sir?
Yes, I was.
Could you stand up?
I was not out on the lot with him. I was in my window in the back, in the kitchen, washing dishes.
Tell me where you live.
My view in the back is their properties, both of their properties, in the vacant lot.
So tell me what you saw.
First, I thought, whenever I see a kid, anybody in that lot, I get concerned because of the dogs. And I figured, wow, what is he doing? And I said, oh, he's
just
getting
balls.
Just
tell me what you saw.
He's throwing balls, picking up balls, throwing them back over the fence. So he comes up the fence, because they're all over the thing. He comes up the fence, and he's throwing balls. And all of a sudden, he yells. And there's his dog on him.
But he was in the vacant lot.
He was in the vacant lot, yes.
And the dog was in the vacant lot.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Sit down.
Thank you.
Were you treated medically?
Yes, I was.
Do you have the medical records?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them. Well, some of these were paid by insurance, is that right?
Yes, but I received this letter, a notice of lien from my insurance company stating that if there was any claim, that they needed to be paid.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Do you have the medical records? These are the bills. Do you have any of his medical records?
No, I thought those were considered the records.
Well, I have to know what his injuries were.
Okay.
And those are usually supplied by medical records. Do you have those?
No, I do not.
Do you have photographs of the injuries that your son sustained?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll take a look at those. David, did you have any stitches in your leg?
No, I didn't.
They bandaged the wounds?
Yes.
You went to the doctor, went to Kaiser the day that this incident happened?
Yes.
And the next time you went back was about 2 weeks later?
I believe so.
Between the time you went to the doctor on the 14th and the 29th when you went back, did you have any other medical treatment?
I don't believe so.
Is that correct?
Yes. I have a report from Kaiser. Actually, the first day the incident happened, we went to St. Mary's Hospital. The following day for the checkup, we went to Kaiser. There's no Kaiser in our town.
Okay.
But on this report, it shows they pulled him out of school for a week. They took him out of sports for the following week when they returned back to school. And it also indicates that it was the dog bite and the medication that he received.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. You don't happen to have the records from St. Mary's, do you?
No.
Okay. Now I'll hear you.
Hi, my name is Mario Hogain. I'm the owner of the home that you saw photos of earlier.
I know you are the owner of the home. You have an area in between your two houses where David and some friends play ball occasionally. And on the day of the incident, which was the 14th of October, your dog bit him. Not on your property, but outside of your property in the vacant lot.
For clarification, Your Honor, it's not my dog at all. It belongs to Rudy Hogain, which is my son, which just moved back in September of 12.
I don't care. Your house, your responsibility to keep the dog that you house in your house out of harm's way and unable to hurt somebody. And if your son didn't take care of his business, that can't be visited on him. You allowed your son to move back into your house with a dog. Therefore, you took responsibility for the dog. You're the homeowner. Go.
Understandable. Thing is, Your Honor, this fence and this property is a privately owned property which doesn't allow anybody in that
property.
Don't
tell me what he doesn't allow.
Okay, understandable.
Don't tell me if he doesn't allow them to play ball there, he doesn't allow your dog there either.
Does
and your
not.
Dog was on that property. Your dog went under the fence.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. Your dog went under the fence. That's what he says. That's what he says. And you didn't see it.
Was not there. No one seen it.
No, he saw it, and he saw it.
Yes, I did.
Listen to me. He saw it, because that's what he testified to, and David saw it. You didn't see it because you weren't outside.
I wasn't there.
You have anybody else here who saw it? No.
No.
So,
earlier, he had also testified that he did not see it from his kitchen sink. Then, second sentence that came out of his mouth, he said that he did see it.
No, he said he saw it.
So bottom line is that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying, and that's what David is saying. Stop playing with the pages. Madam, don't play with pages.
It just said in a dog hearing.
If you have something that you want to tell me from the dog hearing, I'll be more than happy to look at it.
Sure. Okay.
I'm waiting for the defense. The defense is...
So, Your Honor, bottom line is that dog has been there, protects that property, and this... David has been warned on several occasions, not only by myself, but by my wife and by Rudy, to not antagonize the dog, not to go by there. That's a private property. Don't have any sticks. Don't throw any balls. Don't hit any balls, because that's his property. He's been told.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Once your dog is not on your property, if your dog causes injury to anyone else, you are responsible. That means you have lost control of your dog.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 13-year-old David Glick says his neighbor's dog attacked him. Gloria and Mario Holguin claim David instigated the attack.
Now, his dog dug a hole under the fence. Once your dog is not on your property, if your dog causes injury to anyone else, you are responsible. That means you have lost control of your dog. If he goes onto your property to retrieve his ball, jumps over the fence, and Poochie comes out of your house and attacks him because he's on your property, shouldn't happen. But then maybe when you say, well, he instigated it by coming onto my property to get his ball. But your dog wasn't on your property. Your dog was on somebody else's property, and your dog injured him. Now I'll take a look at the hearing minutes that you are anxious to show me.
He just made a comment that he was looking out his kitchen window.
He doesn't say he didn't see anything. He said, I'm standing at my kitchen window at the sink, and I seen, and then it's dash, 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 the buildings are, and then there's 2105. So somebody is transcribing it, and they're not following everything that he's saying, so there are gaps in this. But he didn't, nowhere in here did he say he didn't see anything.
Well, he said
what did they do at the end of this hearing, by the way?
It was found that Pooch was potentially vicious and dangerous, potentially.
And?
So he was allowed to come back home.
Allowed to come back home and...
Under certain parameters.
What are the parameters?
The parameters are he's to be watched at all times by whenever he's outside. He has a kennel that was built to
so
compliance.
So he can't go outside anymore because somebody clearly let him out of the house to go outside.
Yeah.
Who let him out?
He can explain that.
This
is Rudy.
Well, you let him out to do his business, whatever it was, right? And you weren't watching him.
No.
You just opened the door and let him out.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
You can't do that.
We had the yard was secured with, we have a chain link fence all the way around. And
he
from the outside.
Under the fence.
Well, somebody moved the cylinder blocks.
Oh, please, you know.
I have photos of that location, too.
Give me a break.
Me, too.
Give me a break. Nobody moved anything. Your dog dug a hole under the fence.
Well, Your Honor, there are cinder blocks there. Not that he moved those, but there's links that hold the fence towards the poles. And so that fence was altered some way for you can literally lift that fence up. We built that fence. It was somehow taken off those links. We built that fence all the way to the front.
He's not
supposed to let his dog out of his sight.
No, that's what the hearing was, Judge.
Right, and there's a reason that the hearing said that. Stand up. How long have you had the dog?
Since 2 months old. He'll be 3 in July.
Has the dog ever bitten anyone before?
Yes.
Now you can sit down.
That's why they had to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you have a dog that can cause serious injury and the dog has bitten twice, then you have to stop blaming people and start blaming the dog.
And later today...
You have the car and you have their money. You can't keep the car and their deposit when it was your fault that you didn't turn the car over to them on time. That doesn't make any sense.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 13-year-old David Glick says his neighbor's dog attacked him. Gloria and Mario Holguin claim David instigated the attack.
Okay, take a big risk, sir.
I understand
that. You have homeowner's
that.
Insurance?
Yes, we do.
Why didn't you turn this claim into your homeowner's insurance?
Pooch isn't our dog, and he's not on our claim. He's not on our homeowner's insurance.
Well, now you're on notice.
Pooch has insurance of it. Rudy went and purchased it after. A separate insurance for Pooch.
After this hearing was finalized and their findings were, and that was part of the parameters.
Well, your dog's already bitten at least twice.
He bit someone else and there were special circumstances, Your Honor, on why he did that. And in fact,
there were also special circumstances according to you with regard to this.
Absolutely.
Because, well, that's what you're saying.
Attack.
And what
Absolutely.
I'm telling you is when you have a dog that can cause serious injury and the dog has bitten twice, then you have to stop blaming people and start blaming the dog.
Honor,
judgment
Honor,
for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Rudy's dog did get out of the yard, and he did bite him.
I've never thrown a ball at his fence.
Kids should not be throwing balls at fence, antagonizing dogs, and tasing them.
It took my leg. It ripped me around.
He did cause injury. Wasn't a mauling as it was originally reported.
Took my shoe off the second time.
I don't understand how it could have been ripping and tearing and not throwing him to the ground.
The dog went back into the fence.
There's no way it would have been four holes on the leg doing it. It was only three.
And ran back to the house.
Any dog that is antagonized is going to strike back.
It was really frightening, of course.
Hopefully we're able to just move soon. Things will be better then.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Walker versus Stevenson. Step forward.
24-year-old Angela Walker and her father, Roderick, are suing auto mechanic Douglas Stevenson for the return of a down payment on a car. The plaintiffs claim Douglas never turned over the vehicle.
Mr. Walker, is this your daughter?
Yes, it is.
You found a car that you liked. I assume it was for your daughter.
Yes.
The car was being sold by the defendant on a friend's lot, a friend of yours.
Yes.
You made an agreement to purchase the car for $1,800. So far, we agree on that?
That's yes. Correct.
That was in November of 2012?
It's around September.
Do we have a bill of sale?
We have an agreement between the two of us when we decided to go ahead and purchase the car.
Is it dated?
Is it dated, yes, when we made the transaction with the money. But the date, Your Honor, was not November. It was September. But when we made the transaction, it was in November.
Well, this says November 5th. And it says, I took a deposit of $500 in cash from you. Mm-hmm. Second payment of $500. You
yes,
got
yes,
that. So you got $1,000, and that was on November the 19th.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, what happened after that, Mr. Walker?
Well, after that time, we had agreed that we would get the car. He said the headliner needed to be fixed on the car. He took the car, and a week.
Who took the car?
Douglas did.
Had you ever had possession of the car?
No, we had never had possession of the car.
So had you agreed that he would do that beforehand?
Yes, we did.
Okay, great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So, what happened?
I went ahead and decided to go ahead and do a timing chain belt in the car because it was around the time where you change it in the motor, so there would be no problems. And I ran into some little bit of problems with changing that, so I went ahead and had to go ahead and replace the motor and put another motor in the car.
So you created a problem, and you put in another motor in the car?
Yes.
And?
And then in the meantime, while I was doing that, getting the car together and everything, I guess they decided that they wanted to go ahead, that I was taking too long and back out of the deal.
So, you were taking too long.
Yonda, that's...
Just a second. Let's say I believe you. You were supposed to put in one thing, and then you decided to do something else that you acknowledge you did either incorrectly or badly or whatever, which required you to put in a new engine, and all of this is dragging along for... A month or more, right. And finally they said, we wanted our car, now we want our money back. So, you have the car and you have their money.
Well, Your Honor...
Where's the car?
I have the car.
Is the car running?
Yes.
Did you sell it?
No.
Who's using it?
No one.
But it's running?
Yes.
And did you make a good deal with them for $1,800?
Yeah, actually, I did, for $1,800.
Great. So... You made a good deal with them for $1,800, and that was with an old motor.
Yeah.
Now it has a new motor.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working just fine.
Yeah.
So you can sell it to somebody else.
Yes.
So you give them back their deposit. You can't keep the car and their deposit when it was your fault that you didn't turn the car over to them on time. That doesn't make any sense. Right?
That's right.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all.
Thank you, Judge.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Next on WBZ.
A rare tornado touches down in Stoughton.
A new look at how quickly it caused tens of thousands of dollars in damage.
Plus, moved out of Massachusetts, where Tamerlan Tsarnaev has finally been buried.
WBZ News is next.
She read her reading in. It is what it is.
I think it was the right decision because we should have gotten the car a long time ago.
I ran into some complications and they could have been a little bit more patient, I feel.
We were patient. I don't know how long patient you had to be for 4 months. We've been working on trying to get the car from you.
If I sell something, it's going to be as is, no deal. I mean, And that's it.
Make sure that you check out the situation before you and purchase a vehicle, and check out the person sometime, because you never know when somebody might be running a scam.